How did you decide that franchise was the route you wanted to go?
We started with six offices in August of 82. By January, we had 11. So we bought six offices from Mel Jackson's widow, changed the name to Jackson Hewitt, and had 11 offices. Then the second year, we had 15. And the third season, we had 22. So in 2.5 years, we had gone from six to 22. So that's pretty good growth. But my goal from day one was to have more offices than H&R Block. And they had 9,000. And I realized I'd be like 600 years old by the time I got to 9,000 at that rate. So we immediately start change. I decided we're going to franchise. We need H&R Block at franchise. And we exploded. We went from 22 to 49 to 197 to 350. So we exploded with franchise. Adam, the beauty of franchising that no one ever talks about, because I think they feel guilty, is I get someone like yourself, a very talented person, and you pay me to work for me. I mean, if I went out in the marketplace and had to hire you, I'd have to pay you hundreds of thousands of dollars. But you pay me, I get a great person like yourself who wants to change their life, and you pay me to work for me. So that's almost a scam, except for I've made 1,000 millionaires, and my 5,000 franchises have hundreds of thousands of employees. I've changed tens of thousands of people's lives.
It affirms what you offer, I feel, and you can correct me, is when you buy into a franchise, you're buying into, in some ways, especially in the early days, coaching and direct mentorship. You're paying for the systems and the organization to say this is the value proposition that you're buying into. And there is a hunger, I think, for a lot of successful people to have that kind of mentorship and guidance and tools because they're motivated, but they prefer a little bit of a shortcut on the learning curve, right?
It's a huge shortcut. It saves years and years.
Years, yeah, because you hit those potholes, so they didn't necessarily have to.
I either made every mistake or I've seen every mistake.
And so, because you were again bored at your enormous amounts of success that you had, you decided to start something new again.
Yep. After I sold Liberty Tax, then we started Loyalty Brands. Yep. In each of the first two iterations at Jackson Hewitt and Liberty, there was just one franchisor. At Loyalty, we have eight different franchisors, and we're exploring some new concepts. So instead of standalone franchisor like a Jackson Hewitt or a Liberty, we have ATAX and we have Zoom and Grumman and we have Inspection Voice, Home Inspection, and we have eight different companies instead of just one franchisor. I've been always disappointed in organizations like Berkshire Hathaway that couldn't cross market. You know, they have a stable of great companies, Coke, Geico, but to my knowledge, they don't ever get the two groups to cross market. You know, how many people at Geico drink Coke and how many people at Coke buy car insurance? You would think there would be some attempt at cross marketing, but they do nothing.